life's a ball, let it fall right in your lap.
Hello and welcome to New York Standard. I'm your host, Andre Archambault. New York Standard's a show dedicated to the best music from the era that made New York Standard. This is the music from the great jazz ages of swing and bop to cabaret and Broadway. John Coltrane, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, and of course Nat Cole and Johnny Hartman, as we hear from each of them every week. Are you ready to go all over the place? Yes, it's finally fully nice here in the Northeast, so I'm in the good mood from good music. It's also really, truly, and dearly the month of April. So we will have a tip of the cap to the month of April, and some of April's finest at that. Before we do that, let's hear from Clifford Brown and Max Roach and Gertrude's Bounce on New York Standard.
all I do, my dear. Learning why I'm blue, I wish that you were near. Smiles have turned to tears. Days have turned to years. Yearning just for you, that's all I do, my dear.
Just for you, on New York Standard. That comes to us from the tremendous box set that Les Paul put out. Gosh, probably 22 years ago. It's a stellar set. It really is. And we started off the show with Gertrude's Bounce. It's a live cut with Clifford Brown and Max Roach. Moving on. Miles Davis. Flamenco Sketches. This is an alt version of the classic Flamenco Sketches on New York Standard.
Long ago my heart and mind got together and designed the wonderful girl for me. Oh, what a fantasy. Though the idol of my heart can't be ordered a la carte, I wonder if she will be always a fantasy. Will I ever find the girl in my mind, the one who is my ideal? Maybe she's a dream, and yet she might be just around the corner waiting for me. Will I recognize the light in her eyes that no other eyes reveal? Or will I pass her by and never even know that she was my ideal? Recognize the light in her eyes that no other eyes reveal? Or will I pass her by and never even know that she is my
That is Chet Baker with My Ideal. And before that, we heard Oscar Peterson with the song Nightingale. And before that, we heard Miles Davis, Flamenco Sketches. And, well, moving on, we're gonna play one song more, and then we're going to go into a special presentation of April songs. So this is one of my favorite, actually, he is my favorite all-time male singer, gentleman by the name of Johnny Hartman. This is his live version of the song Summertime. Enjoy this.
It ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so. The things that you're liable to read in the Bible, they ain't necessarily so. Summertime. And the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. And your dad is rich. Your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings, yes, you're gonna rise up singing. Then you're gonna spread your wings, and you'll take to the sky. But till that moment, there ain't nothing that can harm you. With your mammy and daddy standing by, one of these mornings, yes, you're gonna rise up singing. Then you're gonna spread your wings, and you'll take to the sky. Nothing that can harm you. With your mammy and your daddy standing by. I said it ain't necessarily so. No, it ain't necessarily so. The things that you're liable to read in the Bible, they ain't necessarily so. Thank you.
Johnny Hartman live in about 1980 is what I've best guessed is when that recording is from. That is the Gershwin tune, Summertime, of course. And, well, as you know, Johnny Hartman is one of my favorite. In fact, he is my favorite male vocalist, and I'd love nothing more. I would love nothing more than to bring you an entire show of Johnny Hartman. I think there may be an episode or two of this show that I've done where I've done four or five in a row of Mr. Hartman, and a more worthy person you'll not find, frankly. Well, moving on, we are getting ready to get into our April block, if you will. And you know what they say, April showers bring May flowers, according to Arthur Prysock, right here on New York Standard.
Though April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May. So if it's raining, have no regrets, because it isn't raining. Rain, you know, it's raining violets. And where you see clouds upon the hills, you soon will see crowds of daffodils. So looking for a bluebird and listening for his song whenever April showers come
Prysock, April showers. Well, the weather, as I had mentioned at the head of the show, has been pretty superlative here in New York. Even yesterday, Friday, April 11th, 2014, they were calling for a day full of rain. Lo and behold, a couple of clouds, no rain. A little bit of humidity towards the end of the day, but the end of the day, no rain at all. At least here in New York City, anyhow. Well, a very good friend of mine spent her 30th birthday in Paris in the early part of April. And, well, frankly, I was a little jealous. Now, I was just in Paris about 6 months ago, so I can't really complain. It's a bit like autumn in New York, autumn in Paris, but April in Paris is the song. And had we not had Billy Eckstine, we would not have had Arthur Prysock. We might not have had Johnny Hartman. So who else better to kick off the April in Paris segment than Mr. Eckstine, Mr. B, April in Paris, Billy Eckstine on New York Standard. Thank you.
chestnuts in blossom. Holiday tables under the trees. April in Paris. This is a feeling no one can ever. Can I run to? What have you done to my
Paris, chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under the trees. April in Paris, this is a feeling no one can ever face. I never knew my heart could sing, never missed a warm embrace till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What have you done to my heart?
Yes, April in Paris, chestnut blossoms, holiday tables under the trees, babe. April in Paris, this is the feeling no one can ever reprise. I never knew the charm of spring, never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing, never miss it a warm embrace till April in Paris. Now who can I run to? Oh, what have you done to my heart? Thank you.
one more time. Try it one more once.
April in Paris, chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under the trees. April in Paris, this is a feeling reprise. I never knew the charm of spring, never met it face to face. Oh, never knew my heart could sing, never missed a warm Paris. Whom can I run to? What have you done to my heart?
Thank you. April in Paris. Chestnuts and blossom. Holiday tables under the trees. April in Paris. This is a feeling. No one can ever reprise. I never knew the charm of spring, never met it face to face. Just a warm embrace till April Paris. Whom can I run to? What have you done to?
Chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under the trees. April in Paris. This is a feeling. No one can ever reprise. I never knew the charm of spring, never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing. Never missed a warm embrace till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What have you done to charm of spring? Never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing. Never missed a warm embrace till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What did you mean to? What have you done to
where did you go? Like winter snow, I saw you vanish. Lost April, so soft and warm, a memory not even time can banish. Lost April that taught me this. A single kiss could lead to heaven, but April had numbered days, so when they passed, love couldn't last. I lost love and you and April too. I lost love and you and April too.
Nat Cole with Lost April. And before that we heard April in Paris by Billie Holiday. Before that, we heard Sarah Vaughan and Clifford Brown, April in Paris. Before that, we heard Count Basie with April in Paris. Before that, we heard Ella and Lewis with April in Paris. Before that, we heard Thelonious Monk with April in Paris. And before that, we heard the extraordinary Mr. B, Billy Eckstine, with April in Paris. Hope you enjoyed that little set there. It's a lot of fun to bring those kinds of segments to you. It's not often that Mother Nature aligns to be able to do that. So I hope you enjoyed that. And so under the heading of moving on, we're going to hear another little bit of Nat. Don't let your eyes go shopping for your heart on New York Standard.
Don't let your eyes go shopping for your heart. They only see the things that are in view. A cover doesn't make a book a work of art. To know its worth, you've got to read it through and through. You must realize that rule also applies to romance when you seek a mate that's true. Beware of love at sight. Take your time, make sure it's right. Don't let your eyes go shopping for your heart. Thank you. You must realize that rule also applies to romance when you seek a mate that's true. Beware of love at sight. Take your time, make sure it's right. Don't let your eyes go shopping for your heart. Don't let your eyes go shopping for your
told me when I was in pigtails. My mama told me a man's gonna sweet talk and give you the big eye, but when the sweet talking's done, a man is a two-faced, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. Now the rains are falling, hear the train are calling. Ooh-wee. My mama done told me, hear that lonesome whistle blow. My mama done told me, a hooey to hooey, oh clickety clacks and echoing back the blues in a night. The evening breeze will start the trees to cry, and the moon will hide its light. When you get the blues in the night, take my word, the mockingbird will sing the saddest kind of song. He knows things wrong, and he's right. From Natchez to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Something who leave you to sing the blues in the night. Thank you. forget the blues, blues in the night. Take my word, the mockingbird will sing the saddest kind of song. He knows things are wrong, and he's right. From Natchez to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the four winds, four winds blow, I've been in some big town and heard me some big talk. But there is one thing I know, a man is a two-faced, a worrisome thing.
Art Tatum, Too Marvelous for Words. Such a great song and a tremendous rendition by one of our best ever players. Before that, we heard Blues in the Night, Ella Fitzgerald, and we started off that set with a second part of a set, if you will, Don't Let Your Eyes Go Shopping for Your Heart, the Nat King Cole Trio. The band The Afghan Whigs is really one of my all-time favorite bands, and more importantly, the lead singer is one of my favorite modern lyricists for lack of a better expression. Just really, really biting. I don't know how else to explain it. But he also does a great job of reinterpreting. This is a gentleman by the name of Greg Dooley. He does a great job of reinterpreting music from other eras. He did a tremendous cover, While with the Afghan Whigs, of a series of Motown tunes, and also did a great Rodgers and Hart cover, Little Girl Blue. So I wanted to do a shout-out. They've got a new record coming out, the Afghan Whigs do, after 16 years on Tuesday. So this is their cover of The Temple from Jesus Christ Superstar on New York Standard.
Come on in. 1, 2, 3, 4.
From the film Once, that is you could call it the original, I guess. That is the, you can tell that they recorded that as pristinely as they could in that music shop in Dublin. That is Glenn Hansard and Marquita Urglova live, if you will. You can, again, you can tell that that's a live recording. A very, very short Broadway bit this week. And before that, we heard the Afghan Whigs doing The Temple from Jesus Christ Superstar. Again, their new record coming out this Tuesday. I've heard some of the cuts, and if you're a fan, and I don't know that anyone listening to this show is going to be a fan of the Afghan Whigs the way I am, but you won't be disappointed if you are a fan, or even if you're a passing fan. Moving on. Well, the idea, I love the idea of going from mentioning the Afghan Whigs to Louis Armstrong. This is Kid Ory's Creole Trombone from the Hot Fives and Sevens on New York Standard. Thank you.
build a stairway to the stars, and climb that stairway to the stars, with love beside us to fill the night with a song. We'll hear the sound of violins out yonder where the blue begins. The moon will guide us as we go drifting along. Can't we sail away on a lazy daisy, paddle over the rim of the hill? Can't we sail away on a little dream and settle high on the crest of a thrill? Let's build a stairway to the stars, a lovely stairway to the stars. It would be heaven to climb to heaven with you. Thank you.
Let's soak in that applause, right? That is Benny Goodman live at Carnegie Hall, stomping at the Savoy. Before that, we heard Glenn Miller, Stairway to the Stars. Before that, we heard Let's Get Together, Chick Webb. And before that, we heard Hot House, the Dizzy Gillespie Sextet. And before that, we heard Big House Blues, Duke Ellington. And we started off the set with Ori's Creole Trombone by Louis Armstrong. That is from the Hot Fives and Sevens. That particular recording that I own of the Hot Fives and Sevens came out in about 2000-2001. It's a British pressing. The label escapes me, but my guess is that by now that they've remastered the Hot Fives and Sevens since then. Don't know. It's just a guess. Probably a pretty good guess. Those are, in my opinion, the Rosetta Stone of pop music, not just jazz, not just rock, not just blues, pop music. If you don't have those recordings, get them. Get them today. They are, I'm reminded of the decoder ring from the era, the 50s, 40s and 50s decoder rings that you would get from listening to XYZ TV or radio program. And to a great extent, the Louis Armstrong Hot Fives and Sevens are the decoder ring of all pop music. It's a little bit of an overstatement, but I'll stand by it. Well, we're nearing the end here. Nearing the end. This is Coleman Hawkins, the Hawk, the absolute master of the saxophone, All the Things You Are, on New York Standard. Thank you. Coleman Hawkins, All the Things You Are. If you own no other compendium of jazz, and I mean this, if you don't own any Miles Davis, if you don't own any Lester Young, if you don't own any Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, any of it, you can go out and buy. It certainly was a two CD set. My guess is that it's one download and it's probably about 10, 12 bucks. Just a guess, don't know. It is a compendium of Coleman Hawkins. It is genius because, frankly, Coleman Hawkins was genius. He, to a great extent, invented everything that we ever did on the tenor saxophone. Go out and get it. That song came from that collection, All the Things You Are. Well, this is our last song coming up here. And, I've said it before. I'll say it again. I have a deep respect for the vehicle and the instrument that was Frank Sinatra. I tend, much as in life, in real life, I tend to ignore the periphery of the person, all of the chatter about him being this kind of a guy or that kind of a guy or the mob or any of that. And it's not willful ignorance. It's really not. It's just, to me, any artist is only what they do for the 3 to 5 to 10 minutes, depending on the artist, I suppose, that they do in the studio. And that's all I kind of can care about. So this is Frank Sinatra singing the Sammy Fain and Irving Cahill song, I'll Be Seeing You. It's one of my favorite songs. It's, it's just such a brilliant, beautiful tune that rather than talk about it, I'll just play it. Frank Sinatra with I'll Be Seeing You on New York Standard.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In the small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well, and I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. I will find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing.
Frank Sinatra with I'll Be Seeing You. That was the end of our, oh gosh, we're over 2 hours here today. That's always a pleasure, right? It is. Well, this has been a blast of a show to bring to you. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. My name is Andre Archambault, and this has been New York Standard.